I will inherit the moon, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Saturday Night Broadcast with your host, myself, and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby, and your co-host, our Major, Lorna Munson. Welcome, everyone. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Again, I'd like to welcome you, especially if you're new, just tuning in to us. For tonight is Racism in America. I sure hope we get a lot of people to call in so we can go over this and where you think the racism has come from nowadays. That's a big topic going on around the country right now. But anywho, if you are new to us, you can check out our Facebook national page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Click on that join button. Just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. We also have a YouTube channel. By all means, please hop over there and hit that subscribe button for us. We're on MeWe. If you click on organizations, scroll all the way down to Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. We have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, defenders2i.com. On our site, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our states, throughout all 50 states, in a time of need. So by all means, please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. That's how we are able to run our group the way that we do, is by donations and sales from our store. So help us, please. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it if you call in. If that scares you, we also have a website. A chat room. Right here on Blog Talk Radio that is also live during our broadcast. So either way, show some support and hop in on either one. The number to call, area code 914-205-5766. 7-3. Again, number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Now, the first thing I want to start off with real quick is I forget what state. I was trying to locate the state it came from, but Salvation Army. Oh, what a winner. There's been reports that the collectors have been saying, you know, denounce your race or something to that effect. So just like them and the Red Cross, my own personal feeling and personal opinion about it, I don't donate to either one. Never, I haven't in years. Especially to Red Cross, it's all a scam in my eyes. But anyway, let me now welcome your co-host, our major, Lorna Munson, and also Maria Delamain from Pennsylvania.
Hey,
hello.
Guys.
Evening.
I'm still a major pain in the ass.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, but you're ours. Yeah, I stopped donating money anyway. I mean, I'll donate. But money, yeah, I haven't donated. I don't know why I'm echoing. Am I echoing to you guys?
Yeah.
Now, you're echoing to me. I'm going to hang up and call back. I don't know what the heck's going on. I don't even have it on speakerphone.
So that was one of the things that Kimmy had brought up. Like I said, I couldn't find the article.
I've seen that, too.
Yeah, I know I've seen it, too. I just didn't – I tried to find it earlier.
Well, with an ex-boyfriend that used to run a bar years ago, a guy came in to put a donation bucket in there for some company. I don't remember what it was, but they were talking about it, and legally, these places, they only have to give them 2% of what they get, and the rest of the money is, we'll say, Red Cross. They get to keep 98%
of the donated money.
Yeah. Well, I have a major problem with the Red Cross because they essentially assisted in my mother's death.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not only that, the people that they do help, I had heard, it wasn't somebody I knew personally, but a friend of mine. They had to pay back every dime that they Okay, I got to call back. My phone's acting really bad, too. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, on top of having to pay it back, supposedly the Red Cross, you're supposed to be storing your blood for an emergency. But they not only charge you, to give you blood, but they also charge for the delivery of it to whatever facility you're at.
Right. Which I think that should be illegal. That's just asinine.
It is. I mean, you know, my mom had a rare type of blood. something to have to do with it. You know, they couldn't just inject it straight into her. It had to be warmed up. Certain antibodies had to be removed. Certain antibodies had to be put in. All the specific stuff, I'm not sure on, but I do know they had several points for her, and they claimed they delivered it to the hospital, and the hospital covered it up because they gave that blood to a 17-year-old drunk driving accident victim because he was 17.
Oh,
and
wow.
My mom was in her 70s. So, yeah.
Well, you're not echoing now, so hopefully it's fixed. Yeah, I stopped donating to both of them a long time ago when I realized that only a fraction of the money that's donated actually goes to their programs. Most of it goes to overhead, which is mostly the CEO and other staff members. So it's pretty much a way for rich people to
get
their money back type of thing.
They get to keep 98% of it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what pisses me off about Goodwill. You know,
put another
your donations in these Goodwill boxes for the homeless. Oh, no, now they open up stores and they sell this shit.
Yeah, and then they charge you $15-$20 for a pair of jeans that's been worn.
Yep.
Well, see, here's the thing. No, I don't have an issue with them when I donate goods with them selling it, but it used to be that they were sold at a nominal amount, or if somebody was in need, they could get them for free. Like if you know, there was a victim of a fire or something, you know, or homeless, you know, whatever the case may be, they would go to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill and get what they needed for free. Yes, there
but
was a store, and
they
did
they
sell some of it to help. Well, no, they've always had stores to help support. But, you know, because that's where most of my stuff came from. So when I was a kid, some of it was free, some of it we paid for. It all depended. Because they do need funds to support their programs. The problem is I don't know at what point not when I was a kid, it was what it was supposed to be. I want to say maybe 30, 40 years ago, it changed. All of a sudden, it's now a business. You know, it's like, which is wrong because it's supposed to be helping people. Like Lorna was saying, she had to pay back. Was it Lorna, you or Bobby that said you had to pay, that your family member had to pay it back? And that didn't supposed to. You're not supposed, that's not what they were about. And I don't donate money to a lot of programs that I used to donate to, UNICEF, all of that, because they're all scams. They're pyramid schemes type of thing. They're just a way for the rich to have somewhere to park their money to get their tax write-off. But then the money goes right back to them because they have family members that are volunteering, you know, that are on the board, or they get paid for giving a consult or whatever. But it's not what it used to be. It really isn't. There was a time, and I personally have benefited from the Salvation Army and Goodwill when I was a young person. So, you know, there was a time where they really were good. They did what they were supposed to do, just like unions. There was a time when unions were good. Not anymore. But I know the topic was racism. Here's the thing. What kind of racism are you talking about? Systemic racism or just general racism?
All
racism.
Racism. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
There isn't one specific kind of racism.
Well, because see, here's the thing. Here's how There is still racism. I'm not going to lie and say that racism has been wiped out of the United States, because that's not true. But I don't think that there's systemic racism, at least not the way they say there is. I mean, there may be individuals who are racist, but that applies to everybody, not just white people.
Right.
I know Bobby's neighbor's racist.
Oh, yeah. But
really?
Especially starting out with the type of racism that's divided our country, started with Obama.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean, I'm not specifically pointing out the past, you know, before I was born, whatever. I'm just specifically saying that, you know, whether it be them calling us radical white supremacists or, you know, calling blacks the N-word or other words, you know, that's what I'm talking about. And that started with Obama.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Racism was pretty much, you know, gone. I mean, it's never going to be, like I said, completely gone, but it was pretty much out. It was gone until Obama. You are 100% right on that. Obama, and now all of
now
this
all
going
of
on,
this
what's going on,
Reed.
Right.
Gutfield says she's evil and racist, and she is. You know,
yeah.
And that's
Ilhan Omar can't stand us, just like the Muslims don't like us from over there. They want us all dead, and you appoint somebody a high office like that and let them swear in on a Quran. No, I'm sorry.
She's
America.
Elected. I didn't know she was sworn in on the Quran. I know she's elected,
Not yeah, but they all put their hands on the Quran.
Uh-huh.
I did not know.
Well, with her, racism is more with the race, for one, and not to mention with religion.
But she intertwines, to her agenda, intertwines that racism and shows time and time again that she really does not like America. Well, hey,
uh-huh.
You don't like it? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, and take your brother, husband home with you.
Right.
Yeah, that's my, I think, biggest concern, actually, is not racism, but anti-Americanism, because you're never going to completely get rid of racism. But the thing is that for decades, yes, there's always been racist people who are racist for whatever reason, but they didn't let it really affect them. The problem is thanks to Obama and thanks to this crap that's going on, I'm hearing people who I never would expect to come out of their mouth saying what I would consider racist thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying, and it doesn't. It's not one particular race. But the thing is every word out of their mouth is, oh, you're a white supremacist. Oh, you're a black lie. You know, and that's the biggest joke, is that Black Lives Matter shit.
Yeah.
They are a cancer. They need to be cut out too. It's one thing to sit there. I don't have one iota problem with anybody protesting, as long as they do it
peacefully,
nonviolent.
Right.
And you know, when you get those loudmouths like that, and I'm not just saying Black Lives Matter either. I'm talking Antifa. I'm talking even some of our, pro-Trumpers and whatnot. They start with them big mouths, and that's what gets everybody heated, and that's where your problems come in.
But they do it on purpose. That's their whole point.
Yes. Yes. I mean, they dress up just like you and I, and they're, we're supporters until they let it go for a certain amount, and then their true democratic side comes out.
Right. Well, like I said, my concern is that I am hearing people who I never would have considered racist, and I don't think they consider, are starting to say things that, you know, are against people of other colors, not whether it's black, white, Asian, or whatever. And this is because of the government. They're winning. They are pitting us against each other. I listen to a number of black conservative podcasters. I don't use the term African-American because they don't. As far as they're concerned, they're American. They're not African. And, you know,
exactly.
And like, look at Larry Elder. Larry Elder is considered a white supremacist. Or that woman who was elected lieutenant governor is a mouth of white supremacy, the black mouth of white supremacy. So, you know, they're getting on their own people as well. And it's like, you know, they're doing it deliberately. And unfortunately, for a long time, conservatives were resisting. But with what's happening now, like with Kyle Rittenhouse and the Arbery case and everything, pretty soon conservatives, I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to hold their, you know, their cool.
But that's, again, it's the racial divide. That's what they want. They want us at each other's throats. Because especially with the fake news, so-and-so from Trump's supporters did this and did that. No, it wasn't. They're the ones that are adding fuel to the fire to cover up what they actually don't want us to know.
All we can do is pray. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else we can do at this point.
You know, and that's the other thing that you get a lot of people saying. Well, prove it at the polls. How can you prove it when you don't trust them fuckers?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Even if we can get around the fact that they're rigged. Let's say that we win the 22 election. Let's say that the Republicans do their red wave thing and they manage to do what they say they're going to do. Okay? Who exactly is going to be in? The same people? Lindsey Graham, the same Democrat, Republicans that just voted for this piece of shit bill that gave an extra that funding the government until February.
Yeah, because they all get a chunk of it.
Additional $7 billion for unvetted Afghans. That they still, you know, they don't, you know, they didn't even get them to stop the mandate. They just signed it away anyway. Now, and this infrastructure bill, they're like saying, don't count on Manchin to not sign it because he's working on it to get it to where he is willing to sign it. So, you know, so if they pull out the amnesty stuff, he'll sign it. I heard a podcaster that I was listening. I listen to a lot of different podcasters. And one of them brought up something interesting. So the Democrats actually don't need to win in 22. All they need to do is get that bill passed. Because once that bill is passed, it doesn't matter if we have a red wave in 22. There's not a fucking thing they can do to undo it.
Nope.
Once it's done, it's done. So it's okay that they lose in 22.
They may not even care if they lose in 24. But, you know, but the thing is once because they're playing the long game. And they know that the Republicans are just going to sit back and do nothing. Because
look at all the ones from Pelosi down that are looking into their retirement.
Right.
That's why. Because they'll get rich off of, if they pass them that whole bill, they get money in their pocket.
Yep.
Going away present.
Things are not going to change at the election. That's not what's going to change things. You know, somebody's talking about term limits. But then when you listen to what you got to do to get the term limits, I don't see that happening.
No. It's been brought up through every election since far back as I can remember that, you know, they were always saying that why did the politicians get to be in Washington for 40 and 50 years.
Well, see, here's the thing. They're not going to vote themselves.
No.
But in order, it did actually come up one time on a ballot for the citizens to vote. However, the reason it got vetoed by the American people is because the Congress people convinced the voters of that time that they needed experienced representatives. And it's never come up for another vote again.
And that's the biggest joke right there, too, because look at AOC. The biggest joke on Capitol Hill and in Washington right now, AOC, bartender. She ain't got no damn political experience. So they contradict themselves.
Yeah, I know, but we need more people like DeSantis. And yeah, this is unfortunately. I honestly don't see things changing via the election.
No, because the American people don't trust it now.
Yeah, but even if they did, I don't see it happening. I just don't, because I don't think, because in order for you to actually have change, you have to get new blood. If we, you know, when Trump got elected, you know, if we would have did what they're trying to do now, with grassroots and getting in on the ground floor, we might have had a chance now. But the racism bit, here's the thing. At this point, they've got, look at all the, you know, I just know something about the DC and Black American about how many of them are now
leaving. Yeah.
And this was a black financial person that was talking about this.
Right, but you know, and that's where they keep fueling it by calling everybody, you're either a racist or you're a freaking white supremacist.
Well, black or Uncle Tom.
Well, you,
or exactly. Or the black mouth for white supremacy.
Right. And, you know, another thing that they push too, and look what happened in, you know, Georgia during that arbitrary court. The guy that was shot by the three.
That's what I was talking about. Here's the thing. I was listening to a black conservative who was a police officer. And he was saying it wasn't the judge that was wrong.
You're echoing really bad again.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is that, you know, they had the Black Panthers all decked out with their rifles. I actually was hoping because the way they were talking, you could tell some of their members didn't even know how to hold a gun. Why would you put a frigging gun in their hand? But I was waiting for another so-called oops accidental shooting. But they're allowed to be there and do crap like that. But here. You know, I'm not for them type of groups. I'm just going to put that out there. Is that same thing with the KKK?
Right.
And most of your older Democrats, including Biden, are friends with leaders of the KKK. But just say. A bunch of us, just say patriots, armed, were out there. They would have been harassed. They'd have been in trouble. But the Black Panthers can walk up and down the street armed to the gills.
Well, you know, it's really funny because in the 1960s, the reason,
but that's that's where the racial divide's coming in, and that's where it's being pushed to the narrative of it don't matter what skin color you are, they're still going to. They're still going to call you whatever.
They're doing it on purpose.
Right.
They are racist.
Again. Yep. Again, to keep their agenda going.
They really don't give a shit about black
people.
They don't care about nobody but themselves. And what they can milk out of the United States. And this bill is just one of the many of other stuff that they're illegally trying to do. It's just to make them fatter with cash and to keep their so-called quietness, their little deals, side deals behind everybody's back. And that's the shit that pisses me off is that a lot of them down there in D.C. need to be in prison.
Yeah.
For the shit that they're involved in and that they've been involved in and stirring all this crap up. And they're totally ignoring the actual real researchers, the scientists, about this freaking latest variant that even the doctor that found it over in Africa said. It's just like catching the cold. But, oh, the minute it comes up, you see what Biden did and what all of his leftists are following in with. Oh, we found these cases. There's 70 cases in the United States now. Bullshit. Those numbers are just as fake as your COVID people dying from COVID numbers are. Show the real numbers of the ones that are dying from your friggin' poison shots. That's what I want to see.
Exactly.
But, oh, no, because that's a good drug that's supposed to come, you know, help you. Now, you know, I did send that. It is lengthy, but it was worth watching
That was a very informative video.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about everything he said last night is exactly how I felt the first time that supposedly COVID came here. Because listening to him last night and seeing all the research and all of the background that he did on all of this, look how far back it started.
2015 or 16.
I've already seen.
Right, I know, but he put everything into perspective and put it on boards, and that's what that right there. If half of these idiots that are bowing down to the left and giving up their natural rights, if half of them would have watched that, they'd have been like, oh shit. We've been hearing this all over the place, and we're just now hearing it? No.
Yeah.
You're
See,
just not listening.
He connected the dots. He connected the dots.
Right. And, you know, but again, just like he said, he's a conspiracy theorist. No.
No, he's not.
Look at all the stuff that everybody, even us, have put out. And then look what happened when it all was coming back. Everything we talked about came true.
Well.
And, you know, I was listening to Dan Bongino today, you know, and he even said it was, you know, does Biden really, is he really the president? Come on. What, he talks for like a half an hour and then disappears?
I don't know what's going on.
The whole administration's a joke. And for people, especially from the other side, on the Republican side, that's what leads me to believe that they've got their own skeletons, and they're afraid they're going to be exposed. That's why they're not voting the right way. That's why they're not saying, hey, wait a minute, we've had enough. This is BS. We know it is. Yeah, they know it is, but they're too afraid that their own illegal activities are going to get exposed. That's why they vote for whatever the Democrats say.
Well, like I said, things are just getting worse. Racism is the key. They're using it. They, they have to have us fighting each other so we don't fight them. You know, Malcolm X, he was for violence,
but he was violent against establishment. So we don't fight them, and so that we don't but also it's a double-edged sword because they're pissing us off enough that you know, what happens when the Patriots do stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough?
I don't know.
They're not going to know what to do. They're going to run around like little bitches and like chickens with their heads cut off.
I honestly, I don't know anymore. Like I said, you know, it's just, it's a scary proposition.
And getting back to what Lorna said about my neighbor. This, we've been living here coming up on a year, I guess it is. And she's the only one. I live in a mixed neighborhood. Everybody other than her gets along with everybody. And I was just telling Lorna today, I had my binocular out because there's a little, peeled away part on her one side window of the blind.
Which I pointed out.
Yep, and I finally looked at it today, and it's a camera. Pointed right at
my freaking,
pointed right at my my driveway and my side door here.
Too bad you can't report that shit.
Oh, like I told Lorna,
I think that's illegal too.
It is, especially here in Columbia. But it's like I told Lorna, you know. Let her come and start shit with me like she did last Christmas. And,
well, she didn't
gonna
like
be
your
paying
Christmas
a lot.
Light?
No. I have one tree on this property in the front. Now, the minute the leaves fall, I pick them up. But you got her house that... And I'm not exaggerating. Ask Lorna. Looks like a ghetto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lawn not cut. Leaves piled up everywhere. So, you know, I know what kind of leaves come off my tree on the front yard. So they're the ones that I clean up. Well, her tree, I started just blowing the leaves over on her property. Because they're her leaves. I ain't cleaning your mess up, especially not when you came out. At the time, my daughter was 17. Came out and started running your mouth and cussing at her. Didn't dare to look up and see me up on a ladder when you did it.
I don't know what to some people.
I know, and you know. And anybody that visits her, she always says, "No, I will not talk to her because she even gave attitude to my my black friend."
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like, "I don't play that bullshit." That's what he told her. He says, "I don't play that bullshit. Don't go giving me dirty looks. This is my brother right here."
Oh, speaking of him, not to change the subject, did you give him that thing I had given him?
Yeah. Yeah, he said thank you very much. I told you that. He loves it.
I bet.
But, you know, again, you know, now that was a black lady going at my black friend.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's not, it really is not about race. That's the problem. That, you know, they're trying to pit black and white and rich and poor and Christian and non-Christian. They're just trying to get all of us so focused on everything else that we're not focused on what they're doing. And that's the problem.
Right. And isn't it awful funny that, you know, they could show sketches of Giselle in her court hearings, but You don't hear nothing about the trial going on.
Well, no, there are people that are reporting it that you can't have, they don't have, no, there are people that are talking about the trial and what's going on.
I only catch little articles here and there.
Oh, no. I've been hearing a lot about what's going on. The same thing, did you know that, like, her lawyers are in trouble because they keep somehow releasing the names of the accusers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's just like the, you know, that's tampering with it. They're doing that on purpose.
Yes. So, I thought that, you know, so, yeah, I've been hearing, so I hear a little bit here and there. I'm not really following it all that much because, to be quite honest, I mean, I'm reading what people are posting, but I'm not following the trial like I did. Like, Rittenhouse trial, I followed. I mean, I was watching it every day. This case, no, I haven't been because I know that they're going to lie. I know that it's not, we're not going to, you know, everybody thinks that this is going to, you know, clear stuff up or it's going to expose people, and it's not. So maybe it will and I'll be happily surprised, but I'm not focused because I don't think anything's going to really come of it. I don't trust them.
That's the thing. If they would just get that damn thumb drive that she's got, this would all be cleared up in a few days.
Well, like I said, they were hiding. They hid over 700 flight logs that accidentally got out. You know, what about the CIA hiding 10 pedophiles of their own people?
Yep.
But yet anonymous, the Anons are crazy. They're QAnons, you know, which is no such thing. Because they believe because of pedophilia, they're like, well, they believe the government is run by a satanic pedophile cult. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it sure as hell full of a bunch of fucking pedophiles and people covering them up.
It's just like the QAnon, whatever you want to call them,
QAnon, and there's no such thing.
I can't follow them because their stuff that they're putting out there kind of cracks me up. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Here's the thing.
Everybody that was dirty in Washington are the arrests have already been started. They're already at Gitmo.
Okay.
Colin Powell is not dead. Colin Powell is at Gitmo.
Okay, so you have to understand there really is no such thing as QAnon. You have Q, who puts out all this information, and he has not posted. You have to understand something. Q has not posted anything since December of 2020, I believe. Okay, December 18th or something like that. You know, you know, and then you have the Anons. They're two different things. Okay, so most people who follow Q are Anons, but not all Anons follow Q. There is no such group as QAnon. There's no such thing. That was something created by the crazy progressive Democrats to have a meanie that they can point to every time they fuck up, they point to QAnon. Oh, it's QAnon. But yet, everything that the Anons have stated that have put out there, everything that Q has put out there, it's come true. You know, the date shit, I don't pay attention to that or the Gitmo or anything like that. But I do follow some people who follow Q. And you have to remember, you always are going to have misinformation. Like, one of the things that I shared in the room was that young captain who she's she, well, I don't know if she still works for the military, but on January 6th, she was one of the ones that got arrested. She worked for the PSYOP. So what's happening is you have a lot of, I call them, well, not just me, but we call them trolls. I'm sure you do, too. So you get a lot of trolls going into these groups, or like you did with the FBI. They send in people into the Three Percenters or the Proud Boys or the Black Panthers or whatever. So they send in their agents. So you have them that are doing that with the Q shit. So then you have these PSYOP people that are going in pretending to be supporters of Q, putting out a lot of false information, a lot of bullshit. So, you know, I don't understand half of the Q stuff. I don't pretend to. You know, I'm in some rooms that share some information. These are people I trust that, you know, and they're not crazy. And then you have the Anon. Now, be quite honest, I consider myself Anon. If you take the Q following stuff out of it, there's nothing, I don't see anything wrong with being an Anon. The Anons, I mean, they're against human trafficking and pedophilia. That's basically their main goal, is to get rid of human trafficking and pedophilia. And every time we turn around, they have been proven to be not conspiracy theorists about government people and pedophilia. Like I said, they just exposed 10 CIA people who were pedophilias, and they covered it up. Or, you know, and there have been some politicians. So, you know, yeah, like I said, the satanic stuff and everything, well, you know, I don't know. You know, the Illuminati and all that stuff. You know, I mean, hey, look, you know, it's been proven historically that some of our founding fathers actually were Masons. And supposedly, just like there are two different groups of Jews, there are two different groups of Christians, there are two different groups of Masons, although all in the Illuminati are bad. You know, I don't understand half of it, but I do. But see, here's the thing. I listen and I read because I'd rather have too much information than not enough.
Right. I skim through the stuff, too. But like I said, you get these people that saying, you know, this one's locked up, that one's locked up, the end is near, and give me a break.
The end is near. But no, the end is, yeah, we are an end of days. There's no denying that one.
No, I don't mean life-wise. I'm talking about the crap that's going on.
Oh, I wish. Yeah, I don't, the date shit, yeah, I don't pay any attention to that. You know what? I'm going to believe that it's over and done with and they got the bad guys when it actually happens.
Right, and again, it goes back to, like I said, who's actually in charge? Because he pops on for a half hour, and then, boom, he's gone.
I don't know. You know, some say it's Obama. Others say not. So I honestly don't know. I know he's controlled by China and maybe even Russia.
Yeah, it's – but, again, you know – all it's doing is just hurting all of us.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well. C'est la vie.
And that's, you know, in my eyes, my own opinion, that's why the race wars are getting worse. Because them pushing the narratives.
Well, it's because they get a little slap on the wrist for what their part in it is these days.
Right. And again, that's why it really gets me that, you know, the ones that are in office on both sides, they're the ones that, you know, create this mess. Well, instead of creating it, come together just like they've been trying to do. Come together and really make a plan to help people, not hurt us. And I mean, you know, we do have a lot of newcomers that are trying to step up, but are they going to be just like the ones we got in office right now?
I don't know. I think I like Lauren Boebert. I don't like that she apologized to Omar. She made a joke. Was it in bad taste? Absolutely. But it was a joke. But it wasn't being... Well, I mean, it was a bad joke. It was a bad taste. But 20 years ago, we all would have freaking laughed. Even, you know, I mean, it was in poor taste, maybe, but it was funny as shit. And when did we stop, you know, considering humor bad? And then she's going to apologize, and Omar wants it public. I mean, you know, I mean, she shouldn't have apologized. I mean, at that point, she did hang up. She did say no, and she didn't give in. And kudos to her for that. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I shared that thing with you. I didn't get past 6 minutes. That people would send such hateful stuff to anybody, let alone an elected official.
Sure.
I hope they got arrested. Like I said, I couldn't listen to the whole thing. It made me sick. I feel for her. I'll be honest. If Omar was getting stuff like that, I'd feel for her too, because that is just wrong. You know what I mean? That stuff is just wrong.
That all comes down to communicating a threat.
Right.
And punishable by law if they would get up off their lazy asses and charge the people for it.
Yeah, but they only do it to the right. They don't do it to the left. And it's just, you know,
exactly.
And that's what's keeping it.
And that's why it cracks me up every time something comes up, whether it be new or old, Trump's fault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been listening to that. It's always, you know, the problem with the border, the last administration left such a mess. And it's like, what is wrong with them? What mess? There was no mess.
Nope. He got 500 miles of gate put up, wall put up.
Unfortunately, quite a bit of it is actually, some of it has been torn down, and Biden actually plans on spending money to tear the rest of it down that the criminals didn't already tear down. So,
of course,
yeah.
Because he has to appease them and keep his drug money coming in for his son.
And the same thing too. They're talking about the back in Mexico thing. Oh, he's re-implementing it. I don't know if you heard. Was it Marco Rubio? I think that's the guy's name from Florida. But at any rate, he said that he goes, actually no. He said hardly anybody's going to be sent back to Mexico. He said, and then he listed all of the exceptions. That won't be sent back. He says only a very small fraction of the people are going to be made to stay in Mexico. Not only that, but the ones that are made to stay in Mexico, we're paying. They get a credit card that has like, what is it, $800 a month or something on it? So our homeless people don't get that.
Well, and it's just same thing with Fauci. When he was asked, you know, Well, I guess America is the only one getting these diseases, because you sure as hell aren't testing and forcing vaccinations on the refugees or anybody
right.
coming in this country illegally.
Right. That's another thing. If you come in as a visitor, as a business person or a tourist, you have to be vaccinated or tested. However, if you come in illegally, you don't, because that's a different situation.
Of course.
I'm like, where's the logic in that?
Well,
and then
again,
you wonder why.
Doing the research, you'd find out that this is all their plan. It's all
what?
Population control. Let's give these poison shots. Oh, we got to keep this mandate going. We're going to start. We got to start talking about another lockdown. Get the fuck out of here.
Didn't New York already do their lockdown or start it or something?
Yeah, that dumbass
new person turned around the minute that first case was, oh, the new variant's coming to America, and it hadn't
yeah,
hit yet, and she claims a state of emergency.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you that new mayor isn't all, I mean, he's only slightly better than de Blasio. He still plans on keeping all of the passport things and the mandates and all that crap. So I don't see how he's better other than he supports police.
Right. But that, you know, again, that's their agenda. That's how they're keeping trying to keep everybody under their thumb.
I don't know, but I just, you know, my family is multiracial. It always has been. In fact, I'll be honest, I personally didn't like white people until my 20s. I was very poor, but not white people as in the citizens, but I meant the establishment, because you know, when I was growing up, you know, white people controlled. There was systemic racism when I was a kid. White people controlled everything. The man. I remember that term, the man, you know. And it wasn't until my 20s that I learned, you know, more. But my mom, she was a bit of a racist against white people. But you know, you wouldn't have known it because she had white friends and Jewish friends and Christian friends. And, you know, you wouldn't have known that she didn't really like white people too much, because even though she was white herself. You know, my stepdad's best friend, he said point blank he hated white people. He didn't trust them for shit. But you'd never know it by his behavior. That this is what I'm trying to say. There is still racism out there, but the majority of people who are racist, I'm not saying there's a lot of them, I'm just saying the majority of people who are racist, you wouldn't know it because they don't allow it to affect their everyday lives.
That's
you know
me with everybody. That's me with everybody. True story.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, I hate stupid people. I'm racist against stupid people. You know?
Yep.
Exactly. You know, again, you nailed it. There's always been racism. There will always be racism. But you as a person need to get over that. You,
right.
You know, you break that.
Respect, and I don't care what color you are. I'll treat you with respect. You
wow.
treat me like shit.
Exactly.
You get the same treatment back.
Exactly. I have friends from all different types of walk of life.
Yep, me too.
You know, but here's I remember when back in the, I think it was the 80s, maybe the 80s. Or 90s, because I was in school, I was in college at the time, and I heard this professor say this, and I was in shock. So this African professor was he was saying that he could not believe, because this white teacher had gotten in trouble for, you know, for failing a black student or whatever, but black Americans at that time were being taught not to get an education. You know, it was the eugenics thing and everything. Don't play the white man's game. You know, and this professor is like, what's wrong with you? Play the white man's game and get better at it and beat him at it. Get your education. Get a good job. Play his game if that's how you want to look at it. And that's what's happened is black people have been told over and over again that education is a white man's game and to let it go. And, you know, black people who are smart and get an education, black people who are like Candace Owens or Larry Elder or whatever, they're tough. They're nobles.
Yeah, because there's plenty of black people that are very well educated. There's plenty of white people that don't have a pot to piss in. It goes all the way around. It depends on how determined you are to make whatever out of your life.
Well, and that's the point this professor was making. Or like last year when the American History Museum came out and listed all these things that were white culture and that black people, like being on time is a white people thing. What the hell? You know, and there was a whole list of shit. Did you see that last year? I mean, I'm sure I could find it. But they had a list of all of these qualities that are white people qualities being forced on black people.
Yep.
And I'm looking at these qualities, and I'm like, what do any of these qualities have to do with the color of your skin?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, you know. And like I said, they keep fueling it and reopening it, and more of the left is coming out forcing it.
Well, I don't know anymore. I just, you know, where we're going in this country.
Yeah, it's we're in a really sad state of, you know, affairs right now.
I don't even want to bother with anybody anymore half the time. I don't even want to make an effort.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people that we have right now that are homeless, it's because they don't want to work. It was because think about it. We've got 10, 11 million jobs, and people don't want them. They're turning, they're for whatever reason, they're not wanting to go to work. And we're losing even more people. Or people get a job just long enough to get the bonus for hiring or part-time or whatever, and they leave.
There's a lot of people that won't go to work because they're not going to get the vaccine, and a lot of businesses are forcing it.
Yeah, there's that issue, too. I mean, you know, I'm not saying all of them, but, but the thing is how do you tell who is having problems because they're legitimate problems, and because it's legitimate, and who is having a problem because they're abusing the system? How do you weed them out
pretty easily, actually. I don't know, or maybe it's just me, because people are very comfortable with talking to me, telling me stuff. So,
well, I don't know. I just, you know, I see younger and younger people out there with those homeless signs, homeless, need food, need help, whatever. And I'm at the point where I don't know if I believe them, you know, and which is sad.
It is. And, you know, that again, I know I keep going back to the mandate stuff, but it's a huge joke to me because OSHA already said, you know, you can't do it. It's unconstitutional. But yet they all still try to force it.
Yep. Polaris, they're one of them.
Who?
Who's that?
Polaris. You know Polaris snowmobiles?
Oh, yeah.
Or Razor side-by-sides, that company is trying to enforce the vaccine.
No.
But,
I
think about this all the time. I always make comments, especially with the doctors and stuff. Get the people, the ones that aren't going to do the vaccine and open up your own business.
Yes.
Exactly.
I know that I would go to a doctor more often if I had that option.
I posted that on something on YouTube, the video, and somebody made a comment. It was about DeSantis, you know, with the mandates and it, back when he was over, the healthcare people were overturned. This is before that said, no, they can't be forced. But at any rate, I made the comment, well, these nurses and doctors should go and start their own hospital. And somebody said something, yeah, but then they wouldn't get paid by Medicare and Medicaid. I said, so what? You'd still have the government-run hospitals that take Medicare and Medicaid, and then you have private hospitals which don't have to, which can actually charge less because they won't have to pay multi-million dollars for malpractice insurance because they can make their own contract with their patients or whatever. They won't have to overcharge cash-paying patients because the only way they can get the cost to do a procedure from the government is to overcharge. If they're doing a procedure that's $50, if they want to get their $50 from Medicare or Medicaid or even Blue Cross, Blue Shield, they've got to charge $100. Then they have to, so the cash-paying patient, they're not legally allowed to only charge them $50 because that's, what is it called when you do that? But at any rate, it's fraud. It's a crime. So they have to overcharge cash-paying patients who don't have insurance. Whereas if you have your own hospital and you don't have to deal with the government, you can set up all your own rules. Also, too, because you're not beholden to Big Pharma, you can actually help people. Get better in other ways. You can use natural medicine, or you
That's
can give them other
anyway.
Types of drugs.
I always try to fix myself at home before I have to go to the doctor.
Well, for most stuff I did too, but like I said, I'm bipolar and diabetic, but you know what? They weren't, I come to find out they weren't really helping me. They were just medicating me. That's not really helping me get better. That's just medicating me. I mean, if I had a condition that was not curable, for want of a better word, I mean, I'm diabetic too, not one. So mine is fixable. But, it requires different things than just being handed pills. I talk about myself, but I know other people whose doctors want to keep giving them drugs even though they don't really need them. Because it's easier to give them a pill than to actually fix the problem.
Exactly.
So,
that's
so,
the same
yes,
with
I think
these surgeries like hip replacements and stuff. I don't ever understand that. They say, well, you should wait until you're older to have it done. Well, you heal a lot faster when you're younger.
Right.
Yep.
Now, my brother needs a new knee, and his doctor told him that the new knee would only last 10 years, so then you got that.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's an old fart.
I know he is.
You
well,
should
see
him driving up around here. Oh, my God. It's hilarious. I laugh at him every day.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going out with what I came with. You know, my kidneys, you know, my liver, I understand. I don't want somebody else's body parts in me.
I wouldn't, you know, before all this crap started, I wouldn't have cared less. But now with all this vaccine, you're going to end up getting somebody that's been vaccinated's body parts in you, your lung or liver or whatever. I don't want somebody else's organs in me that's been vaccinated. Screw that.
I can understand that. That's not my reasoning, though. But, yeah, I get you on that. I wasn't thinking about that because here's the thing. I felt this way since I was young. I mean, this isn't something new for me. I don't want a blood transfusion. I don't want somebody else's blood in me. I don't want somebody else's body. I mean, I'm not against transplants or anything like that. I mean, that, you know, I think it's an awesome science. It's an awesome thing, I think, that they can do. You know, I just personally have always been, I am going out with what I came with.
No, if it's just something minor, I wouldn't care. If I end up when, because all our food is shit, cancer, I will not do any of the radiation or chemo.
Oh, no. Yeah, I wouldn't do chemo. No. Like I said, these are decisions I made years ago. It's not anything new, because of what's going on. I've always felt this way. This has always been my decision that I wouldn't mess with any of that stuff. Not because I'm against it or per se. Just it ain't for me. I mean, you know, sometimes you you just feel something is right or wrong for you. You just know things. I don't know how else to explain it. It is what it is. So this Christmas, I'm just praying for, you know, goodwill towards men, you know, type of thing.
The UK has just posted
a chart that said there was more people dying from the vaccine between the ages of 10 and 59 than there was from the unvaccinated.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and what's going on in Australia? I caught they're trying to cage unvaxxed.
Yep.
Hmm.
The quarantine camps.
That's that's the other thing that I'm waiting for them to try here. I know they got them around.
Oh yeah, I saw something. I saw a post that the CDC. Yeah, that's their next move. That it may seem like it's authoritarian, but it's not. It's for your own good.
All I gotta say is more power to them trying to. Hey, and isn't it funny how all these different foods are getting put on the recall list?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
More and more and more.
Yep.
That's the thing with like the doctors. We don't need to get our food from China. We can grow it here.
I don't know. The government is sending a lot of our topsoil to China.
They're selling our topsoil?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I shared with you. There's this guy I follow. He's called the Ice Age Plumber. Well, and after he posted something on it, I saw it somewhere else. So, I don't know what you know about the history of fertilizer. It's really actually kind of cool. But they started making it man-made. Once they started making man-made fertilizer, populations exploded in a lot of places that it would not normally have exploded without this. So one of the main ingredients is this thing called phosphorus. It seems, though, that there's a finite amount of phosphorus. And currently, 70% of it is in Morocco. They have 70% of their mines, whatever. So I saw a post the other day that, in some place I trust, they were saying that, you know, everybody knows that the government is making farmers destroy their farm things. There's evidence of it everywhere. He said, but now they're scooping up topsoil. He had video of them doing it. And they're putting it on those empty shipping containers and sending them back to China. Because China, as you know, is having some problems with, food and everything. So they're taking our topsoil and sending it there. I have seen this in a couple of places, so it's not just one person, that's saying it. So it's worth following.
See, they got all these different things about, is this vaccine safe? Is that one effective and this one effective? Again, if you listened or watched what I posted, it contradicts what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. like I said, a lot of what he said I've heard, you know, for a number of months, but he connected the dots in such a way that it made sense.
Right. He explained it like he explained it to a five-year-old.
Right. With pictures.
Yep. But, you know, but you still got those naysayers. Oh, no, this is a serious virus. Again, I'm not saying COVID wasn't real. But come on, folks. It's not COVID now. It's not the new variants. It's the flu season. It's just to keep their fear factor going.
Yeah, well,
so
reading right now is saying that more than 37% of unvaccinated workers say they would leave their job if their employer required them to get back the vaccine tested weekly. A share that rises to 7 to 10 unvaccinated workers if weekly testing is not an option. So people are starting to get pissed and just saying, screw it.
Yeah. Again, you know, that's the smart ones that are taking their health seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of listening to the ones that are making the money off these drugs.
Yeah.
I come to the conclusion that, you know, it's just we've beaten the horse to death on this one.
What?
With the mandates and everything, he's beaten. It's an expression, beating a horse to death.
Oh.
Yeah, I know that expression.
And it seems like the only deaf ears it's fallen on are those that know the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, here's the thing. Even if you're unwilling and to believe us, say, oh, you're nothing but a bunch of conspiracy nuts. It's like Glenn Beck said, you've got to feel yourself that there's something wrong. Even if you don't want to believe me, do some digging. You know, and that's what I say. I mean, the people need to do their own research. I mean, I don't just mean watch news clips because, you know, you actually need to dig deep. A lot of this stuff, when I first heard it, I didn't believe it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, it just sounded too conspiracy theory for me.
Right.
It was a little too far down the rabbit hole for me. But as time went on and I learned more and more different things, it came together. Like, I originally truly believed that the virus came from the lab. I truly believed it was an accident in the beginning. When I found out that Pfizer had a lab in Wuhan, and they actually had it about the same time as the Wuhan lab went up, I figured, oh, well, they were, you know, because they got their vaccine first. And I figured, oh, well, then, you know, they probably because they were working in concert, you know, to develop this virus while the other one was developing the vaccine, because that's the whole purpose of gain-of-function research is to find these awful things and then a vaccine to defeat it. So, again, I, you know, being nicey-nicey, believing good in people and everything, okay, well, yeah, I don't believe that anymore. You know, I stopped believing that a long time ago. This shit was released on purpose, and it was originally released during the war game. in Wuhan, as Glenn Beck said. You know, and they had patents back in 2006 to 2007 for some of this shit. So I'm sorry. I do not believe that any of this was an accident. It was all on purpose. So, and if that makes me a conspiracy theory, oh, well. There is the difference between a conspiracy theorist and a somebody who follows conspiracies about 3 to 6 months. Just give me time, and I'll be an expert. You know what I mean? Instead of just being a conspiracy theorist, I'll be an expert on it, because that's all it takes, 3 to 6 months.
Well, yeah, the more that comes out about how far back all this stuff started just amazes me.
Yeah, I just... Here's the thing. The sad thing is that there are people, you know, that they know, they believe. They just, it's like, but it's not affecting me directly, so why should I care?
Right.
And that's what happened in Nazi Germany. We're just living it all over again. And then did you see that Germany wants to get rid of the Nuremberg Code? They want to scrap it?
I seen that. I was going to bring that up, but I couldn't remember which country it was. I thought it was the UK.
No, it's Germany. It's Germany. Is it? That one of the stipulations of the Nuremberg Code, you can't get rid of it? I mean, although it doesn't seem to be doing anybody any good right now. I don't know.
It's really, really getting out of hand anymore.
It's been out of hand.
Well, I, you know, like I said, the only thing that I can think of at this point to do is pray. Trust in God.
All right. I'm running out of things to look up. Hey, we only have, what, 23 minutes left anyway, so I'm gonna close this early.
No problem. It's always.
But
I really wish we could get more people.
I do too.
Ouch. I shut my finger in the door.
I bet that hurt.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I thank you both ladies for being with me tonight.
Always. Can't leave you hanging.
Morning, Wood.
What I...
Maria said she wouldn't leave me hanging. I said, Lorna would.
Whatever. I think I'm the only one in the whole group that is only missed maybe twice since I joined.
True. True.
Yeah,
but
I try not to miss. Yeah, mostly because I feel bad that people are calling in. I mean, I really do enjoy the show. But, I do. I try and make an effort to get on because I know that there's already so few of us on.
Right. But, again, like I said, I appreciate you both being here with me tonight, and we'll roll it out again Monday night. I don't know what yet, but I'll think of something.
Wait, are we doing tomorrow service? How is Robert?
I don't know. I don't know because he's still not feeling up to par.
Oh, well, let him know he's in my prayers.
I sure will.
All right, take care.
So, good night, everybody. Thanks for being with us. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, veterans, military, and God bless the Defender 7.
And
good night, everybody.
Yeah.